Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, talking today about your point of attraction. I've noticed in the last few weeks quite a bit of fear and trepidation in the community. A number of community members not taking action on their life, stepping back, taking their foot off the gas, saying that they're relaxing or they're in self-care, which is wonderful. But if you are stepping back in a way from your vision, from the powerful vision that you have for creating, then we get to do some exercises and some coaching around that to keep you moving forward. Growth is a part of a really dynamic and engaging, satisfying life. If you are coasting because you're scared, if you've stepped back into a lot of self-care because you're scared, and you don't really have much of a point that you're moving towards, much of a goal or a vision that you're moving towards, then that's something that we get to look at together. So this last couple weeks, I have been experiencing levels of fear and uncertainty around a major project that I've been working on. Some things happened around my retreat center area that were unexpected and and frankly, shocking on some level. And so I have found myself waking up at times in the middle of the night, and it's caused me to question my direction, question my vision for moments. Because I'm steeped in the work, I know what tools to pull out in those moments to get myself back on track. Because I know ultimately what I want. And at times, that part of us that's interested in staying comfortable can have a conversation with the other part of us that's actually a little scared because we don't see what's going to happen next. Sometimes you don't know what is going to happen next. You're taking the next baby step and you'll discover, but it's an uncomfortable space to be. Sometimes it's scary. So the part of you that wants this comfort can start to win out over the part of you that is seeking out your next level, your next business, your next personal expansion. And in our community, we're focused on both the personal, the fulfillment and satisfaction of personal growth, leadership, just personal freedom. And we're also excited and interested in the ideas and the businesses and the next accomplishments that you want to experience in your life. Because those goals and vision, those targets, they ask something of you. And what they ask of you is some level of growth. And that's what is exciting about having goals, having visions, having intentions. It's not the actual achievement of the attention. It's all the things that you get to go through on your way to that achievement that call for your expansion. So back to my last couple of weeks, I find myself waking up here and there during the night fearful. And I talked to my mentor. He said that he feels fear almost every day. It's normal. And he does the work. He jumps into the work. So what I want to do this week with you is support you, because if you're staying in fear, or whenever these question marks come up, or this uncertainty, or feelings of unworthiness, or the old stories, the old beliefs, the old momentum, when any of that starts showing up again, if you stay in it for too long, remember you're in a responsive collaborative universe, you are going to get responses and feedback and things that align with that fear or that trepidation. So this week, powerful tools for you, from me, tools I'm using, tools that I use regularly to keep myself in a really dynamic point of attraction. Instead of in a point of attraction that's fearful or engaged with lack or uncertainty, I'm going to give you tools to shift you quickly out of that state and into the state of your vision, the feeling of confidence, joy, happiness, abundance, freedom, the beauty that surrounds your vision, and how to stay in that more often than not. Have a beautiful day, sending you love.